Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Bebop Tales, finding dinosaurs and killer whales. Bebop Tales, inventing laser shoes and monorails. Bebop Tales.
Ooh, I love that theme song. Thank you again to Zachary for making that. And actually, this reminds me, we got a question from Oliver, who's 7, from Moreno Valley, California, back in May, asking me, Bebop, what metal are you made from? Iron? Tin? Regular metal? Well, Oliver, I hope Zachary's song shows you that I am in fact made from heavy metal. And now we have a question from our listener, Dougie, from Scotland.
Hi, Bebop and Jonathan. I'm Dougie from Scotland and I'm 7. I'm really excited to ask you my question. My question is, are there ghosts in space and have you ever met one? Thanks and bye.
Thanks and bye to you, Dougie. What a great question. In fact, I have run into many ghosts, not always in space, but in different dimensions, certainly. Thanks for the great question, and let's head into this episode, shall we? Alright, if you remember what happened last time, I was tricked by the dastardly imposter and tumbled into Messingham's basement. What foul fate awaited me there? Find out in this week's episode, told in the voice of Jonathan Banana Hands.
Alright, that will do. Here we are, Bebop Tales, Season 4, Episode 2, Ghost Town. There was Bebop, alone in the basement of the Messingham Castle. It was dark, pitch black. The air was musty, swampy. There were flies he couldn't see buzzing all around the place. Our hero, brave though he was, strong of both character and physicality though he was, felt defeated. He felt as though he had fallen into a literal pit of despair. He had foolishly let his guard down and the imposter had tricked him. Now there was nothing for him to do but collect himself, find his friends that were surely held captive somewhere in Messingham's castle, and settle the score. Bebop turned on the light atop his head, which cast a pale beam into the gloom. It didn't do much. All it really did was show him what the disgusting little flies and beetles zooming around the basement looked like. He looked down and saw a stone floor carpeted in moss and fungus, but no matter which way he turned his head, he saw no walls. When he looked up, he could see the ceiling was low, and there was a small opening where the chute had ended, depositing him in this filthy, unkempt place.
Sheesh. I know Messingham is evil, but does he have to be a slob, too?
Bebop tiptoed through the gloom, trying to touch as little as possible.
Bobble Ninja,
he whispered, hoping that maybe his friends were down here too.
Whip, are you here? Ninja? Whip? Other robots who I haven't bothered to name yet in the story? Anybody?
Bebop stumbled forward and finally grasped a slimy wall covered in dark green algae. He kept to the wall and walked alongside it until he reached another wall, and then turned and did the same until he finally hit all four corners, all four walls, without once seeing a door. It was then that he realized what the imposter had done. He hadn't granted him a back entrance to take on Messingham. He'd trapped Bebop in the Messingham dungeon. Maybe that chute was the only way out. Maybe this is where it would all end for our hero, a robot who had given so much.
Who's there? What was that?
Cried Bebop.
All right, tell me, who's there?
But there was only silence. Bebop, now beside himself, swung his light left and right, but didn't see anything. But he felt it. He knew there was something there, and he just...
Okay, enough of this story, huh? I mean, what even is this? All of this woe is me, tragic hero stuff, so strong, come on. Do you really think he ran into a ghost in the basement? Do you really think he's a hero? And look, I know you think that's the real Tiny, who you call Bebop. But if he was the real Bebop, truly, truly brave, would he have gotten tricked so easily into falling down a chute? Look, this imposter has stolen my life, moved into Messenger's, not Messingham's basement, and started this podcast to convince the world that he is me while I've been stuck behind in this dimension the whole time. Luckily, I picked up on this podcast thing from my dimension and discovered that the imposter had somehow traveled somewhere called Podcast Planet and was now taking on a new name. So I intercepted this upload and plan to take over this Bebop Tales show once and for all. Now, I know what you're going to say. There's no reason you should believe me that I'm the true original robot, not that Bebop guy. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Email me at therealtiny@fincaspian.com. That's therealtiny@fincaspian.com. And ask me anything you like. No question is too difficult, too probing. I have nothing to hide. And I'll answer those questions in the next episode of this podcast, which I have commandeered. And if I haven't convinced you, then I'll hand the show back over to the imposter with a high voice, and you can go on your merry way. But if I am able to convince you, I will tell you what really happened that fateful day and every day thereafter while the imposter was living my life. Toodles. Oh, am I supposed to say something here? Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of me. See you next week. Email therealtiny@fincaspian.com. Sorry, I'm new to podcasting. Bye.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.